Welcome to Adulting 101, the weekly workshop-style podcast designed to guide and motivate millennials in all facets of their lives. Whether you're interested in learning how to manage your money, get healthy, or just live a happy and productive life, I've got it all here for you. While I can't confidently say I have it together 100% of the time, I'm happy to share my struggles along this journey. Adulting may be seemingly impossible at times, but it doesn't have to be that hard. So come along with me as I hope to inspire you to finally take control of your life. And if you're not already, please feel free to check out my website, DanielleDoesAdult.com, and follow me on Instagram at DanielleDoesAdult. Without further ado, I'm super excited to have you here today, so let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It is the last Monday of the month, so y'all know what that means. It's time for the Millennial of the Month feature with a real millennial who's doing something really cool. So this week I had the pleasure of interviewing Sarah Williams, who, like myself, is a fellow Northern Ontario gal, which is super cool because, as you all know, if you've been listening for a while, the only guests I've had on this podcast are from America. So enough about my rambling. Let's talk about Sarah. Sarah is a course creator for entrepreneurs that teaches people how to efficiently and successfully run their businesses online. While she originally started in graphic design and brand strategy, she quickly learned that the corporate world was not for her, and so decided to ditch that dream and pursue her own venture. She recently launched rebeloffice.ca, which you can go check out to see what her business is all about. But without further ado, we're just going to hop right into the interview. So let's go. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks so much for joining today.
Thanks so much for having me. This is fun.
So let's just jump right in and you can introduce yourself to the listeners. What do you do? Where do you live? Well, you don't actually have to tell them that, but...
So Sarah Williams, I'm the owner of Rebel Office that helps businesses and entrepreneurs specifically to streamline their business and get themselves organized and kind of get themselves together so that they can show up as their best selves and as their best business to their customers.
So do you do more like the digital side of things or physical work in the business? How does that work?
A lot of it now is more strategy and trying to help people know the steps that they need to take to get organized. But obviously, like when I work one-on-one with clients, I'm super hands-on. I mean, I'm there to help, so I'll always kind of do my best to supply templates and be like, okay, well, this is how the funnel should be set up. And like, I'm not just going to be like, yeah, like I'm here to help you figure it out. But
that seems like a pretty specific niche to be in, though. So how did you get started in that?
I actually started in graphic design. Like Rebel Office started with graphic design. And kind of over the years, I felt like, actually at one specific point, I felt like I was disappointing my clients because I wasn't showing up as myself and giving them the time that they needed. And that wasn't true. Like I've always had wonderful things said about me, but that's just how I felt. So I shut down my business, actually not shut it down, but I put my vacation autoresponder on for a few weeks and I just reorganized everything and I started from scratch pretty much and did things right and got things set up and templates and everything. And I wasn't scrambling anymore. And I realized that like, if you take the time to do it right, then you can show up better for your customers and offer them a better experience and you get more referrals. And it just kind of snowballed into this thing that I realized that through my own experience, I've developed this skill set that a lot of other people are struggling with. So
what made you want to make that transition out of graphic design and more specifically into the business side of things?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think that I just was done doing the small graphic design projects and I wanted to scale. And that was the best way that I saw to scale Rebel Office. And it seemed like I just felt like there was a more tangible impact.
Okay,
that makes sense. That I wanted to have. Yeah.
Yeah, so different than just like one-off sort of design this logo for me. You wanted to like leave a legacy sort of.
Yeah.
So what would you say has been one of the like biggest struggles you've had now that you've sort of fully transitioned into this?
I think staying focused. I think it's really easy as an entrepreneur to be very sidetracked by everything. And I think the moment that you start to feel down on yourself, I know that I just come up with a whole bunch of other crazy ideas. And it's me reining myself in and remembering, okay, no, this is what I'm doing and this is why I'm doing it. So yeah, that's definitely been a challenge, but I think it's just helped to, like, with this new transition, I feel so much more passionate about it. Like with graphic design, it just kind of fell into my lap. Like people knew that I did it and I would go to people and be like, oh, your poster's ugly. Like I can make that look better for you. So then people just kind of knew that that's what I did and it grew that way. But with this, it was more intentional. It was a more intentional decision. So yeah, I definitely think that having that excitement behind it consistently or mostly consistently. I mean, I talk about systems and businesses, but I've also built them into my own life so that I notice when I'm starting to slip now so I can bring myself back to that excited place and that passion to keep me going. So I'd recommend investing in self-development and habit building and stuff if that's a problem that you have as well.
Yeah, for sure. I know even with me and like I'm sort of transitioning out of my job and into a more like entrepreneurial direction. And I have like so many ideas. I'll be like working on one project and then I just get another idea. And so I stop what I'm doing and start that project. And then it just like spirals. And so then I have like 10 projects that are half finished and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's the curse of the entrepreneur.
Yeah. Cause there's just like so many ideas and they're all so great that you just want to execute them all, but they never get finished.
Right.
I'm glad I'm not alone in that.
You're not.
What's something that you wish you had known when you first started, aside from the fact that you're going to have a million ideas and never get them finished?
So like I said, okay, so I'm in love with this quote right now. If you don't have time to do it right, when will you have the time to do it over? Which I think is super relevant. That's something that I wish I knew from the get-go is to be more, I'm a little scatterbrained right now, but I'm going to explain my thought process. So when I was working full-time at a consulting firm, it wasn't really working out. My boss and I had different ethical opinions and views. And I knew that I wanted to do something, but I couldn't figure out what to do, so I felt stuck. And I just wasn't taking action because I felt like whatever I did had to be my legacy, and I just didn't know where to go. So this whole saying where like, okay, just start, and then you'll figure out what happens, I think that's really important. But then once I did start, I wasn't being intentional about what I was doing. And maybe I just didn't really know what I was doing. And the whole process has led me to here where I'm looking back at it now and being like, oh, should have figured it out. And I mean, I think something that I wish I knew was that to just be grateful for what's happening and to learn as much as you can, because now I look at it and think like, oh my gosh, like I was crazy back then for not doing all of this. But if I hadn't have done that, then I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm sure 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, I'll be looking at myself now being like, oh my God, like she was a mess. So.
It's so true though, but we're always just like constantly learning and like hindsight is 2020, right? So what you don't know now, like 10 months from now, you're going to be like, wow, like I was really dumb. Yeah. So would you have any like particular advice you'd give someone?
For sure. I would say just fucking go for it is my advice. I think that we all think that we know that there's a specific right or wrong thing to do, but the truth is that literally no one has any idea what they're doing. And there's no such thing as a right or a wrong thing. I mean, there's some socially acceptable things, especially as an entrepreneur, that we fight against is, okay, well, you need to be working a 9-to-5 and have that secure income, and that's the right thing to do. But who says that's the right thing to do?
Thank you.
Yeah, I would just say that you've only got one life, so make it count for yourself and just do whatever you want. Because at the end of the day, you're what matters to you. I also think, second piece of advice is that it's really, really hard, but you need to learn how to distance yourself from things and people that aren't really serving you anymore. And that's something really hard to tackle, especially when you're emotionally invested in a relationship or with your friends. But if you have somewhere that you know you're called to do or you feel like you have to do, then you need to do whatever it takes to get there, because at the end of the day, you're your first priority.
And I think so many people
live their lives based on other people's expectations. So like what looks good on the outside, that it's so important that you're checking in with yourself and thinking like, is this decision right for me, or am I doing this because someone else wants me to do it?
Right. And that's a really hard self-reflection to make.
100%.
Yeah, it's definitely a skill, but just keep working on it. And yeah, just fucking go for it. Do whatever you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I ain't living this life for nobody.
Yeah.
All right. So where on the internet can people find you?
They can find me at rebeloffice.ca. There's a live chat option on there if you just feel like chatting or asking questions or wanting to know what systems or apps to use for something you want to achieve. Or in Rebel Office's Facebook group, The Efficient and Successful Entrepreneur, which is super focused on providing tools and inside looks at apps and how to get organized and stuff like that. So definitely come and find me.
Perfect. That's awesome. Thank you so much again for coming on here. I think that people will really benefit from this episode in particular.
Thank you. I hope so.
Well, if that wasn't a big ball of knowledge, I don't know what you guys are looking for. Thank you again so much to Sarah for coming on here. I think that her thoughts on mindset and business were really applicable to any aspect of life, not just to entrepreneurs, but to anyone who needs to really focus in on whatever it is they're trying to achieve in their life. And again, with the emphasis on self-reflection, like I always advocate, it is important to be checking in with yourself and really just monitoring how it is you're acting as a person and in your day-to-day life in order to get those results that you're looking for. So like I said, I really hope you guys enjoyed this interview. I know I had a great time chatting with Sarah. She is an awesome, inspirational, young individual. And so be sure to check out her website and her services available there. And that's it. That's all I have to say for this week. I have yet another exciting interview lined up for next month, so look forward to that. In the meantime, make sure you're subscribed in iTunes, Google Play, or on SoundCloud, wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. Find me there. I'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, you can find me on Instagram. Again, I changed my handle, so it's now at Lifestyle by Design Studio with an underscore. You can check out my business page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/lifestylebydesignstudio. Or you can have some fun with me on Twitter and Snapchat. That's @DanielleRyan with 2 A's. I will talk to you again next week. Goodbye.